A recent survey shows that fewer Americans are using food stamps, but more people are turning to private food aid. Commentator Joseph LeConte says the trend might support President Bush's plan to use religious charities to help the poor, but it also suggests, he argues, that much work is left undone by the nation's Good Samaritans.
The survey was released by America's Second Harvest, a national network of agencies delivering most of the food given out by private charities. The list includes 26,000 pantries, nearly 6,000 soup kitchens, and over 4,000 emergency shelters. The study found that more than three-fourths of these providers are run by churches, synagogues, and other religious groups. Despite these numbers, critics of Bush's faith-based agenda dismiss the potential of religious organizations to combat poverty. But that's like boxing with one hand tied behind your back. In many communities, churches are the most important source of help to the down and out. Nevertheless, the Second Harvest report will not be applauded by the White House. Its key finding is that the number of people seeking emergency food jumped 9% from 1997, reaching 23 million people this year. When conservatives championed welfare reform in 1996, liberal groups such as the Children's Defense Fund predicted it would impoverish millions of American children. Today they claim that poverty, especially child poverty, has gotten worse. The study suggests they're right. The best data from the federal government, however, show a massive decline in the number of poor Americans. According to the Census Bureau, there are 4.2 million fewer people living in poverty today than 5 years ago. The number of children who are hungry, as measured by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, has been cut almost in half. The Second Harvest study is probably correct when it reports more people going to private agencies for food, and the reason represents a pothole in the road to welfare reform. By insisting on work or training as a condition for receiving assistance, government welfare offices have gotten tough on those taking advantage of the system. But have church-based charities done the same? Many are spiritualized clones of the discredited government model. They dole out goods, but fail to ask hard questions, to challenge beliefs or behavior that perpetuate poverty. Here's a rule of thumb in the hunger-fighting business: make available free food with no strings attached, and demand will always be high. The International Union of Gospel Missions, which serves about 90,000 homeless people a day in their network of shelters, has seen the problem up close. They use a Bible-based approach to help people overcome addictions, confront family problems, and learn work skills as they get a hot and a cot. Says spokesperson Phil Rideman, food distribution programs without accountability and guidance may keep someone alive, but they won't necessarily improve his life. Welfare reformers learned that lesson from years of failure. It's time many of the nation's religious charities experienced a similar conversion.
Joseph LeConte is the William E. Simon Fellow in Religion and a Free Society at the Heritage Foundation.